You're listening to a Sound Vision Online podcast.
Find us at soundvisiononline.co.uk.
You're very welcome to another Sound Vision Online podcast. Today we're talking team building experiences. Now, if you work for a company or an organisation, you'll have no doubt heard the magic phrase team building. That day of the year, perhaps, when you and your colleagues get out of the office and get a chance to experience something new and have a bit of fun at the same time. RNIB Northern Ireland have just launched the Dark Experience, a unique team building exercise where sighted people get to try a series of challenges whilst blindfolded. I spoke to Michael Law, business manager of RNIB Northern Ireland, and Niall Dempsey from our youth service, who explain further. Firstly, I'm going to come to you, Michael. What is the Dark Experience?
I deal quite a bit with the commercial companies in Northern Ireland to try and make them create awareness for blind or partially sighted people and the problems and disadvantages that they may have. The Dark Experience has come about where a lot of companies now are looking to do team building exercises, but they don't want to be seen that some sort of a jolly for their staff. We've designed this over the last 12 months and it's a three-part series of where people will go up to Barnes Park to the Belfast Activity Centre, and we will have a series of activities for them and their teams to work through. It goes in three parts. The initial part is the core event, which is the Dark Experience. Now for this, which I'll let Niall cover a wee bit further, the in-depth, but for this what we do is we take the team of people and we will blindfold them and they will have the facility of a cane. It will basically, it's relying on your team members to help you through a series of obstacles and challenges. It makes you think out of the box, it makes you rely on your colleagues, and also it is one of those areas where it makes other parts of your brain have to work in other senses. We couple that with the second part, which is purely optional because it is like menu price in this, where they can actually have dine in the dark at the local restaurant, and that can either be eating a sandwich blindfolded or it can be having a three-course meal. Again, it just explores the areas and the difficulties that people may experience should they be blind or partially sighted of having to traverse around a plate of food, etc. And the final part, which again is to do with team building, is where Niall and the team will actually go through, from a company perspective, how they should be working to understand sight loss, the problems, the issues, how information should be accessible, and what companies and large businesses should be doing to help and support people who are blind and partially sighted.
As the name suggests, it's a whole dark experience. You've got the core activity, which is people being blindfolded and going around in, like, I suppose, an obstacle course. And then you've got the dining in the dark, which is eating whilst blindfolded as well. And then, of course, you've got then the awareness giving, the kind of, you know, making people aware of the issues and, well, and some of the solutions available for people who are blind and partially sighted out there.
Yeah, that's absolutely it, Joe. The whole idea behind this is that it's team building, it's character building, and it also makes people think outside of the box and be aware of the difficulties that people who are blind and partially sighted have to experience on a daily basis.
And so we've recently ran a few pilot versions of this, Niall, isn't that right?
Yeah, I'd say we probably had about 20 groups of people through this experience so far.
Maybe you could just maybe explain a little bit about what exactly have people experienced? What have they kind of got out of this so far?
Well, each session is slightly tailored to the group you're dealing with, depending on what will give the most benefit for them in terms of their learning from it. But in general, groups will come together and, as Michael said, they'll be given a blindfold and a cane and given some instruction on how to use that. And then they will set off around a series of challenges, some of them everyday challenges that people who are blind and partially sighted come across all the time, and some a bit more unique to the venue it's in. But they're all geared towards making people think about how to use their other senses to overcome obstacles, but also we give them gadgets along the way to support them to overcome the challenges, so that we're not just giving the impression that there's only problems out there for blind and partially sighted people, but there are definitely solutions as well, as long as they know where to look.
I see. So it's like presenting the problem and then presenting the solution.
Yeah, because again, we want people to understand that while there are challenges for people, there are also solutions there, and we want to make sure we get both sides of the coin across to them. And then obviously it means that there's generally more awareness for people, so if they do happen to take on an employee who's blind or partially sighted, or have a customer who's blind or partially sighted, they'll be in a better position to give them the same standard of service they would anybody else.
At a recent pilot for the Dark Experience, we caught up with a few people who were happy to share some of the thoughts and feelings they had about wearing a blindfold and using their other senses to navigate.
For me, it was the lack of control. You know, how you're just, everything you knew is gone. And the lack of spatial awareness that you have.
For me, it was things that ordinarily you would take for granted. So when we came to the shop and you had to count out your 40 pence for your purchase, I suppose it's something that never occurred to me before, that you would have such difficulty with sight loss, trying to differentiate each coin, little tasks like that. Yeah.
For me, it was just the uncertainty of what's around you and so on, and you could walk in and bash your head against something. You have to remember to feel above you and feel down around your feet and so on, and that's really it.
For me, it was a really great experience, and it really gives you an idea of what it's like to be for the people that is partially sighted or blind or has sight problems.
I found it was a good insight into getting actually a bit of use of the cane, you know, in an outside environment, and then just how attached you would actually become to the cane, and make sure you find something, you know, a good bit in front of you first before you end up walking in to it.
I think for me, I felt really vulnerable, and that's quite a scary feeling to have, isn't it? That you, that anything could happen to you at any point, you could fall over. I mean, even though we had the helmet on and all of that, but a great insight into how important it is, like when you're guiding, to really be on the job, how that communication, if you're guiding.
For me, fear of the unknown, but it was a worthwhile experience. And really, really enjoyable.
They've all been very positive. I mean, there have been instances where people have said they have felt a bit scared or maybe a bit claustrophobic in certain parts during the experience, but looking back on it, they're glad they went through it. They've said it was challenging and engaging and definitely a worthwhile use of their time. With some groups through where that you can tell the team building aspect has come across really well. They're competitive from the quiz at the start all the way through the actual challenges right to the end. So I think for a corporate group, it's a good way to spend the day getting some useful knowledge to help their business, but as Michael said, also doing some important team building.
I suppose too, I mean, there's a lot to be said for that shared experience. If you put a group of people in a situation like that, when they've completed it, there's definitely a sense of accomplishment and a sense that they've been through something.
Yeah, I mean, we try and make it as challenging as possible for them without obviously making it impossible, so they do definitely come across some challenges that do cause them to, you know, test themselves and, as Michael said, rely on their colleagues or, of course, the staff that are there to support them, but they definitely get a sense at the end that they've done something a bit unique and something worthwhile.
Mm. Michael, you said there just before we recorded this that a couple of people have said to you how when they're blindfolded they'd have gone through the course and thought they've walked miles, but when they had their blindfold off, they realised they haven't walked very far at all.
Yeah, I mean, I was one of those people. I was on the pilot, and certainly I felt as if I'd walked into Belfast and come back again. But effectively, I hadn't. But again, that created an awareness for me of how my surroundings are, from something as simple as taking coins out to purchase a packet of crisps, or even hanging out, washing on the line. It made me sort of think differently. And I say it is quite claustrophobic is one word, but it is quite challenging. But at the same time, when you're finished it, you think to yourself, right, I have a different perspective and a different outlook totally on how someone who's blind or partially sighted has to traverse even around a busy city like Belfast.
You just mentioned there about taking out coins and hanging out washing. What sort of activities is there then within that whole, especially the core dark experience bit?
Well, there's the general navigation of how to use a cane to get around obstacles that come along the path. There are also some daily living activities such as trying to use coins to buy something at a shop, pouring yourself a glass of water without throwing it all over the place, hanging up clothes, finding things using other senses such as sound or texture and feel. So there's a different range of challenges, and like I said, we try and vary it for each group depending on what will make the biggest impact on them. We have a section in it where the group will use sim specs to simulate different eye conditions, and we try and relate that to their general area of interest. For example, we had beauty therapy students in wearing simulation glasses trying to paint each other's nails. We've had jewellery makers in trying to make jewellery kits with the sim specs on, so it can be a very tailored experience to whatever group decides to take part.
It does sound very versatile. So Michael, I mean, how do people get in touch and find out more?
Well, effectively, they can contact myself via the email, which is michael.law@rnib.org.uk, or again, come through the normal RNIB switchboard and it'll in Belfast here, and they'll be put through to myself, and I can negotiate with Niall and his team for when we can set up times and spaces available. Certainly in terms of the companies that we've spoke to, they've said that they've had major budget constraints in Northern Ireland over the last 12 to 18 months, but they do now feel that there is a need for team building, so the government bodies and people who are front facing with members of the public, that they're more aware and astute at the same time using the team building. So by all means, in terms of contact, the first point of call would be myself. If they can't get me, they go through the switchboard and we will always get back to them immediately.
So there you are. So it's a team building experience, and I mean, I've actually gone through the pilot myself, and it's well worth it. So if you want to find out more, folks, you can give our RNIB Belfast office a call here on 028 90 329 373, or as Michael says, you can email michael.law@rnib.org.uk. of course, you can always visit our website and search for Dark Experience at rnib.org.uk. Michael, Niall, thank you very much for coming in to talk to me today.
Thanks,
no problem, Joe.
Alright, I'll see you all again soon.
RNIB Northern Ireland, supporting people with sight loss.